Next. Okay, well, right, this is one I'm throwing right at you as well, Carl. There's only one bird that has a penis.
It's not a joke.
It's not a joke. This is a genuine trivia question.
I think I've seen one on this. Is it an ostrich?
Right, you're going for ostrich, Carl?
I'll go for ostrich as well.
Right. Did you come up with that yourself? Or?
Yeah, I was going to say that before you said it.
Well, guys, you went for ostrich.
Chicken?
You're both wrong. It's actually the swan.
The chicken.
Yeah.
What? That's a bit worrying then, because I thought I saw an ostrich penis. So what was I looking at?
I don't know. Were you just examining it closely at the zoo?
It was
probably a strap on.
It was probably two leather ostriches giving each other one.
Exactly.
And I just, and that's how that can influence people. Things like that. Dirty, filthy leather ostriches can
confuse a child. If he's at the zoo.
A swan's got that's really annoying. I'd never give a swan a knob.
Mm.
So it's the little puffiest of all birds.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm protected by the queen, but I need a knob. If I had to give a knob to any bird,
good question.
I wish
I'd posed that myself. If you could give a knob to any bird, what would it be? Phone in.
Vulture.
Of course, a vulture.
They need.
A big veiny bang stick.
Yeah.
What about yourself, Carl? If you could give a knob to any bird, and don't make it rude. Or if I could give a knob to any bird,
what
I'd
bird
make it
do you see it? It's got to be a bird of prey or something like that, hasn't it?
Just a robin, really.
That would be amazing.
Christmas cards would be like.
but it's a normal human sized knob on a robin. That'd be great, wouldn't it? And the other thing annoying about this is ironic, right? Now, the male of all bird species are usually they're called cock.
Yes.
Right. But the only bird with a cock, right, is called a cob.
Is that what a swan's called?
Yeah, they're cob and pen. They're not cock and hen.
That's
annoying. And he's got he isn't a cock, but he's got a cock.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick query there, Rick.
Go on.
When you said then cock, presumably you meant male bird the first time you said it.
Yeah.
The second time you said it, you said cock. Do you mean the penis?
Well, you're showing off the whole farce of radio broadcasting.
Because you're not really allowed to say cock.
No, exactly. No. One cock would cause great offence.
Yeah.
The other cock's fine.
Exactly.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is strange. So, I mean, if I said now to you, I like cocks.
Yeah.
Meaning birds.
Yeah, that's
that'd
fine.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
But if I meant penises, it would be a problem.
If you like cocks, it was penis. Yeah, that would be...
Carl,
do
you like cocks? Do you like cocks?
No.
Right, okay, that's fine. I was asking if you like
cocks. I like, you know.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of tits.
The small birds that come down and peck at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like tits and cocks. There's nothing.
Tits and cocks.
There's nothing wrong with that. Carl, don't worry. There's nothing wrong with saying tits and cocks.
When I said tits, I meant the little birds.
Yeah.
And when I said cocks, I mean the big birds.
Yeah. So, you know, when.
go on.
No, it's just that it's when you're talking about tits.
Yeah.
At the milk. I like the fact they flutter away when they hear the milkman coming.
Oh, well, come on.
So, when.
What?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? No, when the milkman's coming, when he's walking up the
road. Ash and Sometimes, lovely song. Got to apologise to our producer there because he was worried about it. There was nothing wrong with it. It's just like saying you like watching birds in the garden.
It's just that I think you're better than that.
I know, it's cheap, isn't it, to say tits.
I like tits.
Yeah, I like cocks. So we're a bit more literary now. One of my favourite things is Fanny by Gaslight.
Really? That's interesting. I'm a big fan of Moby Dick.
The book, Moby Dick. Yeah, not the medical condition. It's the big horrible thing that used to swallow semen.
Yeah.
Now, in the winter, Steve.
Go on.
There's nothing I like more than to keep my hands warm in a muff.
No, sure. You mean those kind of furry things that sort of classy-looking ladies...
Yeah, posh ladies often put their hands... when you go have a nice, a party and they're leaving...
Yeah, a winter party.
And you might take the wrong hat or something. There's nothing I like more than to see two posh women with their hands in each other's muffs.
Oh, that's always
funny. And they're going, this must be yours.
Yeah, that is always funny.
Yeah.
That's always funny.
Yeah. But... Seriously, no, I'll stop this, you're right, I've got a degree.
I just remembered that my favourite Beatles song is Come Together.
Yeah, now, we're going to stop this now, Carl, because it's childish. You're right, I've got a philosophy degree, Christ's sake, and it's about time.
Who's your favourite philosopher, do you mind me asking?
Well, I would tell you, except when I ever talk about it, I go into a Cockney accent.
Really?
So it can be like, my favourite philosopher, I like a bit of Kant.
Right, is that Immanuel Kant, the philosopher?
Yeah.
That's strange. What's his name again?
Kant.
Oh, yeah. That can be weird.
Can be strange. Look at Carl's face.
Look at his face.
Look at his face.
Join in, Carl. Undo your trousers.
We'd be like Stan Boardman when he told the Fokker joke.
Yeah.
We won't do local radio again for 10 years. Ian Brown, Dolphins Were Monkeys.
Yep.
Before that, I don't know what that was. I'm still pissed off that Swans have got Cox.
Yeah.
It's a waste. It's a waste of a knob with a Swan.
I know what you mean.
They don't know what they're doing with it half the time. Now we've got some great... Do you remember... We're stopped with the silly innuendos now. But do you remember...
I think it's because they've got a long neck and to balance them properly in the water.
A counterbalance.
What are those things that boats have underneath?
A rudder.
No.
No. Yeah. You know what I mean? The keel. Yeah. The big.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It might be. You might be right. Yeah.
Balance.
What about. But ducks would need one as well, wouldn't they?
Ducks don't.
Because they've got short necks.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's the necks. Yeah.
So hold on. So do you think that's. So long necks, long knob.
Don't look at me, Gervais.
That's Steve.
I know. No. Sandy Tosfeg's got a tiny cock, hasn't she?
But she has got one, which is interesting.
That's libelous. Yeah. I just like to say now that Sandy Tosfeg has never had a knob.
No, she's not.
Well, you're not lying about the neck.
No, she's got a little neck. That's little fine. Neck. That's clear for all to see. I just remember a bloke I saw on Opportunity Knox once.
Opportunity Knox?
Yeah. It was a pianist. Well, it's true. And his name was Wayne King. Do you like Wayne King?
Carl, what's your opinion on Wayne King?
I don't know his work.
You're not a fan of his work? Okay. No, that's fine. Carl, we asked your opinion, mate, and you've given it, and that's all we can ask for.
Oh, no opinion on Wayne King.
If you're a fan of Wayne King at home, please get in touch. The email address I had, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. What was the number again? 08700 800 1234. You know, if you like Wayne King or if, you know...
No!
Oh, what are you talking about? We're asking someone's music opinion. It's a music station. What?
You're going to be like this all day.
let's
talk about you and your girlfriends again. Now, I think people enjoy that more.
Oh!
Wow,
you are grumpy. Why are you grumpy? You're all grumpy because you've been loaded. Come on, tell us.
I think I've got SAD.
What's that mean?
That thing when it's
Sade.
When it's dark outside and you feel depressed.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've got that.
But you're from Manchester, aren't you? Isn't it like pitch black there all the time? isn't it like, which country is it? Is it Iceland where it's like dark all year?
The land of the mole people. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I was telling Steve before. In fact, I'm not going to bore you with it. Go on. What were you saying about Wayne
King? Well, you bored me with it earlier. Can't you bore him with it?
Yeah, it's only fair. What were you saying about what?
Wayne King.
Oh, Carl, play a record.
Oh, that's disgusting, Carl.
You're a pervert. Yeah, just for 1 week only, we're back at score, okay? There's innuendos. We laugh when we say the word bender, cock. Tits meaning birds.
Carl and Ricky sitting in a tree. KISSING.
Fella just phoned up and said you were talking about waterfowl before. The only bird with a penis is the swan. Mm-hmm. And he said he was worried him about the ugly duckling. They'll go about, oh, he turned into a swan. But ducklings, they're not called ducklings, they're called cygnets. I pointed out that the swan in question didn't understand because he thought he was a duckling.
Yeah.
And that all the other ducks sort of laughed at him because he was all gangly and everything. But then he turned into a swan and he realised, oh, I was a swan all along.
Yeah, see? The ugly duckling story got me through so many bleak nights as a child.
You couldn't wait to one day turn into a swan.
Still waiting for it.
So you can have a knob, presumably.
Still can have
it, yeah. Look, Carl, don't worry. This is a nice little... No one's going to complain about this. This is lovely, childish, lovely little innuendo. There's nothing nasty or vicious. There's no
hate. Anyway, off air, you're a different kettlefish. You were trying to get us with the Gaylord's joke.
Yes, he was. And he tried to do this. We'd done the Gaylord's... Do you see that film last night, Gaylord's now? Carl, trying to get his own back, went, did you watch Gaylord's last night? Brilliant.
It's got to be, did you see that film last night, Gaylord's Say No? And then you say no, and we all point and laugh.
And as we definitely know, it's a duck, so he hasn't got a cock.
He has not got a penis.
Penis, sorry. That was a mistake. There, I did say cock.
Did you mean penis, though?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have said that, Rick.
I'm really sorry.
You should have pretended you meant bird.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
Which bird's got a cock?
Swan.
Okay, nice one. The Jolly Green Giant. He had quite a distinctive look, which is obviously what I've been thinking of exploiting.
What, the little one? Oh, I know, the little one. Sort of like a little dress.
Was it corncloth? Corncloth that made up his little skirt.
Yeah.
What was the Jolly Green Giant so jolly about?
Probably,
he was very pleased. It can't have just been the sweet corn and the peas.
No, I reckon it was his enormous jolly green knob. I mean, he must have got up every day and gone, look at that. He must have been so happy.
The only thing that's like, in the case of the Jolly Green Giant, or like when Gulliver was a giant and he was in Lilliput and all the Lilliputians, they helping him out, they were feeding him and stuff.
Yeah.
If you're a giant like that in that situation, how do you sort of have a little sneaky
tug?
You know, a little tug, a little J. Arthur Rank.
I don't know, because it's like...
It's very tricky to do that.
Because you're as big as their mountains,
exactly,
aren't you? You can't hide. They go, oh, you know, I mean, there's no...
Or the little village probably just thought it was a tidal wave or something.
That's pretty grim, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the tidal wave was pretty desperate.
I know.
It's how would he have gone to the mayor and said, I need a Kleenex the size of a tennis court and a gigantic copy of the Daily Star. But why are you dropping off tickets? Are you a little bit... Because I thought you were married and stuff. Why do you suddenly got this obsession with Gervais?
Because I'm a bit rough, ain't I?
It's like when you see Dale Winton out with those rough boys. I'd like to get one of my own.
When a top celebrity in a lovely-looking suit walks down the corridor with his penis out.
Yes.
I know that I'm still attracted.
You know you've arrived. I was in Orgret in the same way. For me, it was Des O'Connor. It's like it's the passing on of the baton, if I may use that euphemism. and you've been battened.
But it's fantastic.
Well,
it is a pleasure. I don't think I'm complacent just because I'm mixed with you. I still wake up and think, I don't believe it. I'm mates with Jono.
Can I just point out,
Jono?
I was listening to the show last week and I heard you, as always, revealing a little too much about yourself, if you don't mind me saying so. Yeah. Steve Trotter.
Not as much as you.
No, but that was just for the benefit of the room.
Yeah.
And talking about when you used to occasionally urinate in the sink.
Yeah.
When you were around my house last time and I came in. And you looked a bit shifty. No, please reassure me.
It was more ownership. Yeah. I was like, I went to my territory. Then other people that come in that go, has Gervais been round here? It's like just marking my territory.
Because my coffee the next morning had a hazelnut tang to it that I don't remember putting in.
Can I just ask, Jonathan Ross just came in there to drop off some tickets for the Comedy Award show that he's hosting later this evening.
Yeah.
Interesting, of course, a man who's 40 and still thinks it's funny to get his penis out.
I love that.
Because it's like, when's that novelty going to wear off?
74, 75, when it's just too horrible exactly, to show in public, I imagine.
The pigs come, if you like.
Sorry?
What?
What did you say? What did you say?
When you do what, Kyle?
What did you say? No, what did you say? Because I don't want to have to go to the Radio Authority again. What did you say then? Just remember.
We are going out live, Carl.
Yeah, remember Tom Binns, right? What did you say?
What I'm saying is, why were they shouting Vera? Because pigs don't come to the name, do they?
Hey?
I don't know the ins and outs of a pig, you know, of how to lure a pig into your trap.
Can I just tell you some very, very interesting things about pigs?
Please do.
Right. One, everyone knows they have a corkscrew-shaped penis. Right?
Yeah, a corkscrew-shaped penis. That's the tail, isn't it?
Two, they can't look up. They can't put their head back and look up. Right? Three, they can have a 30-minute orgasm. Yeah.
Rick, is it only pigs that have got a corkscrew-shaped penis?
No, and landlords.
Okay.
Very handy. Right.
And I was watching a programme the other night about snakes.
Right.
And it was like, don't walk through a river that's full of snakes because...
Good work, good advice.
They, if you've got a kid in the car or in the house, turn your radio down if you don't want them to hear stuff like this. But, they go for your tackle.
Why?
I don't know, they just do.
They think it's another little snake?
Maybe.
With swollen cheeks.
With earrings.
With earrings, yeah.
Right, so, or an anaconda in my case.
With one eye.
So, I'm only joking.
And I said to Ricky, what would you do?
Right? Oh, it's really scaly.
You two in the woods. You're having a wander, Steve.
Having a
wander.
Oh, yeah.
You walk through the river.
What,
and,
me?
And, yeah.
Okay.
Because you're tall, so it's like you can check out how deep it is before Ricky goes through.
Right.
Yeah? Which you do. You do that sometimes, don't you?
Yeah. But a snake bites your tackle.
Yep.
Yeah.
And...
Say penis.
Yeah.
It's the correct word for it. It's not offensive.
It doesn't sound nice.
Say it.
Penis, but I don't
know. Oh, you dirty little... You dirty little slut, Carl. You're a dirty little...
It's just one of those words.
Right, carry on with the... Let's carry on. What's the story? I'm wandering through a river.
Yeah, and the snake bites your penis.
Yeah. Right.
And
you know Ricky like doesn't leave like WC1. Why on earth are we going to be anywhere near a river where there's sort of...
Well, anyway.
Snakes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You are in this situation.
Yeah. Okay.
The snake bites you. And I said to Ricky, if it was a matter of life or death, would you suck out the poison? What do you think he said? And the bit I made, because he was thinking about it, you know, like, oh God, well, he's, you know, your best mate and everything. What will I do? And I said, and then Steve starts sort of groaning like he's enjoying it.
Oh, I'm just trying to remember what I did do. What did happen in that instant?
Okay.
So I've been bitten on the penis by a snake.
Yeah, there's poison in it.
There's no poison in it.
Yeah.
I've had a go at trying to suck out myself.
Yeah. Yeah, but you've never mastered that.
I've never been able to master that.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a long spine and such a short, stubby knob that he's got no chance.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have to get...
He's even had lip extensions. No. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, go on. And would Ricky suck it out? Almost certainly not.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Yeah, so he'd let me die a hideous, horrible death.
I'd go, is there anyone you want a towel? Do you want me to call your mum and dad?
Yeah.
How should I tell him you died? Is they tell him I died taking a bullet for a lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was beating up some nasty people.
Yeah. Would you at least run into the woods and try and find some kind of animal that could do it for me? Some of those monkeys look like they've got a good technique.
Right.
Stop it.
We've got three things, as always. I give them a little heading to tease you as to which one you want to learn first.
Yeah.
First one is the tip included?
Is the tip included?
Like it.
Second one, I wouldn't have come here in hindsight.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have come here in hindsight?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the third one, am I going to have to thump you?
Am I going to have to thump you?
Mm.
Okay, and you've trawled, the internet?
So if I can get into the mindset of this plan, is the tip included? Well, obviously, that's probably not going to be about a weight. It's going to be, if that's someone losing the end of his knob, I assume.
This is educating Ricky, is the tip included?
Right.
Apparently a fellow was on holiday in Turkey. Just having a normal holiday, weather's good, you know, he's having a good time.
Weight is all normal height.
Yeah. He's having his meal. He hears a load of screaming going on in the kitchen.
Has his girlfriend wandered in there?
And they do,
with a stepladder.
Yeah.
The circumcised people in the kitchen, and apparently...
What are you talking about?
Whoa. Slow down. We were talking
about
there for a minute.
What are you talking about? Well, I'm excited about two things at once here. One, they circumcised people in the kitchen. Two, I guessed it was someone losing the end of their knob.
He did, yeah.
I started thinking like Carl Pilkington.
Extraordinary.
That is amazing.
Apparently it was going on. It wasn't just a one-off either. Well, when I say a one-off, I mean they did it more than once.
Yeah.
Right? And there was... it was there for a week, and apparently the first night it was quiet, and then the rest of the week, every day, it'd be like having his breakfast, or even his lunch, or even his tea.
Yeah.
He'd be doing it all day.
Oh.
You'd be hearing
lunch
screams.
And breakfast, fair enough, really. Yeah, but then at tea time.
Don't do that.
And apparently it's a tradition over there. You can't even make a complaint about it. It's like, well, you should have found out before you come over.
See,
it.
I can't believe this is
Sorry,
true.
Sorry, I'm a little
I
bit lost. He's in a restaurant, in a hotel, and there are people having circumcisions in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I'm even worried that we're bordering on the racist here, suggesting that is tradition, that Turkish people cut the end of their cocks off in the kitchen.
Yeah.
At meal times.
Mm.
I think you're wrong, Carl.
This just sounds ludicrous, Carl.
No, I don't think it happens everywhere.
Right.
I think this
just in this hotel.
Certain places.
Certain hotels. What, is it like 2-star?
Yeah.
No, I don't,
why did he go to the Foreskin Inn? It was his own fault, wasn't it?
So, that's...
Sorry, that's it, is it?
Have they closed...
Wait. That's the story. You educated me, right? Once a fella saw some Turkish people cutting the tip of their knob off in the kitchen. Thanks very much. Thanks very much, Carl. Got any more?
Well, there's things you can learn from it. Either don't go to Turkey.
No!
Don't have calamari when you're over there.
Carl, you've done it again.
Well. All I'm saying is, right, there was at the pub quiz. I go to the toilet. Not thinking about anything. I try to go, right? There's a little gay fella next to me.
I love this little gay fella.
Now, the weird thing is, there's nothing stopping him having a little glance, right? Because he's allowed in the fella's toilet.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not allowed to go into the woman's toilet and have a little look round.
Right.
So all I'm saying is, should they have another toilet area?
What, for gay people?
Yeah.
And so this would be gay men and lesbians? Is that going to complicate things?
Well, I mean, I can only assume. I mean, to what point? That's your question, right? If you're intimidated, that's. I mean, that's a shame. But you know, most gay men aren't looking at your knob. You know that.
What do you mean?
I can only say that 99.9% of gay men who use a urinal standing next to what they assume is a heterosexual man aren't looking at his knob.
And what they're doing then?
They're emptying their bladder.
No, but the thing is,
I can't talk. You're saying, Carl.
You're saying, like, you know, about would you have one toilet for lesbian women and gay fellas, right?
Well, does that mean? Yeah, would it be mixed? Would it just be? Would it have a man on one? That's heterosexual man. A little picture of a woman, other, and then what? What would the little icon be?
A man and a woman.
A man and a woman.
Just having a chat.
Yeah. In pink and dot.
But you couldn't mix them because then what would happen is you'd get people who are going, oh, I'll play up to this a bit.
Or yeah. Pretend to be gay.
And yeah, you know, sort of grow a moustache and shave their head.
And pretend to be a lesbian.
Right. Yeah. So well, I see. So you know people pretending to be gay so they could go in and have a look at the lesbians?
Yeah.
Right. So that would mean that we need four cubicles now, wouldn't we?
Yeah, no, this is fine. Four cubicles.
So every pub
how
now...
How many toilets do we need at
every
the
pub's now got four toilets.
Oh, Carl, bisexuals.
Yeah, now interesting.
Bisexuals, how many toilets do we need now? Call the council.
Do you use any?
Huh?
No.
No, because they're interested in everything, aren't they?
Because the little bisexual fellow will be looking at your knob.
Right, with them, what you do, you just have a door... You open it, and there's one urinal there, so you can't get a queue. They have to sort of wait.
I just thought, well, why can't there just be a thing between the urinals? So anyone, no one can look at anyone else's knob.
Wait a minute. Just to go back to Ricky's point, what stops, even if we've got the toilet for gay men, what stops the gay men who want to have a look at your willy going in the regular toilet and pretending that they're straight?
Most men don't,
who is gonna police
don't wear gay across their
no,
head.
Exactly.
They don't have a tattoo. There's no branding yet in the British house where they have to declare.
So we're going to have to expand this. What, so we've all got a carry identity.
Do you know
cards.
You can see a gay, can you, coming a mile off? No?
No, I'll just hold it in next time.
No. Can you tell gay men? Do you know a gay man?
I'd say, probably, if you did like a, if you lined some people up and said, point them out, I reckon I'd get...
But hold on, we're not talking about people dressed in leather with the arse cut out and an handlebar moustache.
Yeah.
We're talking about, you know, the everyday non-scene.
No, of course.
Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, suppose I put you in a room and there was 10 naked men, right?
Yeah.
And, could you, there's 5 gay men and 5 hetero. Could you walk along that line looking at those gay...
Am I naked?
No, you don't have to be naked. Why would you have to be naked?
To catch them out.
Play a record!
How would you catch them out?
Don't go into it.
You know, talking about operations and that, you were saying... You know, can you have a sex change done on the NHS and that?
No, you can.
Well, you say you can. I think that's a bit... It's not that important to have done, I don't think.
Well, it depends if you desperately want it. It depends if you feel that you're born actually a different sex.
Right. And then you went on to say there's other things that are done. Get this, Steve. Someone, if they want, if the cat's got a bad liver...
Kidney.
Right. Bad kidney. Can have it done for $5,000.
Yeah, you could have a kidney operation.
But what's wrong with that? If you've got $5,000 you want to waste it on a cat, then fine.
Get another one. We went through loads of cats. I've told you before, as a kid, we got through loads. It's not worth it. And there's no cat that is that amazing that you'd go, gonna miss that one. It's never gonna be the same.
What do you mean? What would it have to be able to do to be worth it? Well, it's normally to do with people's affection for their cat. They've had the pet for many years. What do you mean? It should be able to juggle? Or do impressions, and that's why it's worth $5,000?
Supposing there was a fella, right, he feels he was born a woman. He's not happy, right? He doesn't want this, he's got a knob and a couple of testicles that he does not want, right? He wants a lovely pair of tits and a minge, right? And he finds out that he gets a cut price sort of operation, a dodgy backstreet, transsexual maker. Right? $5,000. Knockdown price $5,000. It's done with a blunt knife and and some chloroform, right? But
why have you got to have it all done?
What? You mean just like have the knob trimmed and wear a bra?
Well, yeah, I mean, are you saying if you have it all done you get some sort of offer? If you give them something?
No, no, I was being flippant. I'm saying I was trying to get down to £5,000. Supposing there was a fella, he had £5,000 to give away, right? Some old woman with her cat is gonna die. Or some fella who wants his knob chopped off and a lovely pair of tits put on. Who would you give the £5,000 to?
So, hang on a minute. So there's a fella who wants to be a woman.
Yeah.
And there's a woman who's got an ill cat.
Yeah.
Ooh. You see, I'd be annoyed. Whose is this £5,000? Is this my savings or?
No, you get given £5,000 and you go, but you've got to give it to a charity of your choice. And it's got to be one of them. You give them
£5,000.
Tell
you what I'd do.
What?
I'd find out what the cat looks like, get a replacement, right? Say it's had the op.
Mm.
She's loving it, thinking it's happy again.
Yeah.
Give the fella the money.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, so you're basically saying that you'd rather have the bloke have his knob cut off and stuff than
I'd have to have a chat with him first and say, what's your problem? And say, why do you need this doing? And
I think they go through that. I think they go to counselling and live with a woman for
like a second opinion thing. I'd just be saying, right, are you sure?
Yeah.
But £5,000 on a cat, even, it can only be for people who have got loads of money, right? And it's like, well, £5,000, it's nothing.
Well, I think this debate will rage on. Should we play a record and come back to this? Before. Think about it, though.
Yeah. Bit of White Stripes.
Yeah. Placebo. Bitter End on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Carl, you're looking all flustered and confused again.
Still just sort of don't get it.
What don't you get?
Well, that's a long list, Rick.
Yeah.
The, you know, if you have your
knob cut off.
Yeah.
It's because they feel like they're actually born a woman and this, they're not living right. They can't live properly with all the these things, you know. Well, I mean, there are people that are genetically the other gender. They've just grown, you know. There was one woman, actually, who was a scientist researching it and found out genetically she was a man. She had Y chromosomes, etc. But this is something different. This is both psychological and everything
else.
So
it's that thing again, isn't it? You can't always have, you know, what you want. It's like, I'd like to have hair. Do you know what I mean?
But it's a bit easier. You can wear a wig. You can't go around, really. Well, you can. Put on, you know, but false breasts and tuck
it
in.
That's just it as well, isn't it, you see? You say, you know, you could have the operation done and that, and yeah, you might sort of feel as free as a woman down below and that, but at the end of the day, you still look like a fella.
Yeah, here's a bra and a split tennis ball.
No.
They'd be just like Auntie Nora.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Well, yeah, but it's about their outward appearance as well and how they feel publicly. Don't forget, a transsexual, it's not a transvestite. This isn't just a builder in a dress. They have the hormone replacement as well, so they get estrogen, so they and electrolysis, so they have, you know, their face looks different, they don't go bald, they're slighter, they you know what I mean? They're the real thing. A transsexual is now the real thing. Biologically and politically and
but they'll still be a man, won't they?
Well, it'd be embarrassing if they don't tell their new partner and the there's pictures of them, you know, down the pub when they were 24. But you probably sort of get over that, don't you? They go, who's the fella with the beard drinking the yard of ale? That was me.
Well, interesting story.
yeah.
Probably should have told you this before the honeymoon.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, you can have all that done, right? There's stuff, you know, you could have your bits done, right? You can have, like, false teeth, but you know that when you see an old person with a good set of teeth, it's like, well, they're false. There's no way you've got good teeth like that if you were brought up in, like, the 30s.
But what would you do if Suzanne said, look, I've got a terrible secret, and she showed you a picture of this kid, this little boy, growing up, you know, playing football, and then the pictures stop at 20, just before you met her, and she goes, and she shows you a nice pair of bollocks in a jar. She goes, they were mine.
Well, first thing is he'd take back the gloves you bought her last week.
Would you go, oh, I can't go out with you now? Or would you say, well, you're the same person? I've blown his mind.
Yeah,
I really have freaked it out there.
She is into sport.
Hey? Should we play a record while you give her a call?
No, but what I'm saying is here, right, it doesn't matter what you have done. We can wrap this up here because I've got it sorted, right?
Okay.
Doesn't matter what you have done. At the end of the day, it's obvious that you've had it done. If you're a fella and you've been changed to a woman, I could spot you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If...
You can't, though.
I tell you what, I was at Suzanne's mum and dad's, right, up north last week, and I went to the off-licence, right?
Yeah.
And I went in there, never seen this fella before, right? Soon as I walk in, I eye him up behind the counter, go, all right, mate.
Oh, hello. Oh, hello.
I notice he's got a wig on, right?
Yeah.
Now, it was, I kind of looked and I thought, yeah, it's a wig, whatever. And then I thought, I wonder if it is. And as I got to the till, I said, how much is that? He said, you know, 50 pence. I said, great. And as he turned to the till...
Were you buying Suzanne a gift?
As he turned to the till and he did that sort of angle, you got the profile, you see the bit sticking out of the back, you go, that's a wig.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. And it's like a little, it just, the last inch just lifts away from the neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, everybody who goes in that shop will probably know him as having a wig and that. He keeps him happy, but everybody knows. So, what I'm saying is, it's like...
But could I just say, transsexuals put in a little bit more effort than a fella who's plonked a rug on top and held it down with some duct tape. Do you know what I mean? You know, the only giveaway often with a transsexual is the big hands. They can't do anything about that. That's the only thing, you know.
Right.
But I mean, transvestites are different, you know, they are builders in the dress. You go in a supermarket, you turn around, you see a 6 foot woman, huge head, you go, all right, love. Do you know what I mean? You know, you don't, you know, down below, she's packing more than us three put together.
That's what I'm saying.
But, you know what I mean? That's one of the, if Eddie Izzard, right, you're meeting Eddie Izzard, right, who likes to pop on a dress now and again. Right? If, what's the politics with that? Do you go, because he walks in, he's all in evening gown, and he goes, all right, Carl. And you go, all right, Eddie. And it's in a busy pub, and you go, oh, why is he? And you go, do you say, do you want a pint of bitter? And slap him on the back, like, what am I? Or do you go, that's lovely. That's a lovely dress. Do you know what I mean? What do you do? What do you do with a transvestite?
Would you compliment a transvestite?
Aren't they lovely dress?
If he was wearing a nice dress. In the same way that you would if Suzanne was wearing
probably
a nice
in a different way. I'd probably say, that dress, you know, looks nice. Be even nicer on a woman.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
So you try and change the way they think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd want to teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
Sure.
In a way.
Yeah.
It's just, it's one of them things I can't get my head around, to be honest, right? I can handle airy Chinese kids.
Yeah.
Is it true to say that you've never been able to handle a transvestite?
So I'm just going to add that to the list then, Carl, of things you can't figure out. It's like four volumes.
And when we went out with Robin, and...
what does this mean to anyone?
Yeah.
I'm just having a conversation about people they don't know. Go on.
Well, it's enough, isn't it? His name's Robin, he's got really small thumbs, right?
He looks a bit like Milhouse, doesn't he?
That sums it up. He's like Elephant Man. You know what you get in there, right? Robin, he's got little thumbs, right? So
I wonder if he's listening.
I wanted to do some research, and I thought, I wonder if there's anything on small thumbs, right? I found something. Do you know the saying, rule of thumb?
Oh, is it an inch?
Well, do you know what the saying
is? Oh,
means?
Is it hitting your wife with a stick?
Yeah,
okay,
apparently.
Come on, explain.
Well, rule of thumb... You know what that saying means if someone says...
Kind of, yeah.
Well, it just means...
A rule of thumb, usually, a general rule.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right. Well, where it actually came from is, years ago, husbands weren't allowed to sort of clout the wife with anything.
What was it like in the past?
I know,
you couldn't clout your missus.
With anything wider than your thumb.
The stick had to be the same, no bigger than your thumb.
Oh, no, Robin could do no damage if he went out with anyone.
Although his is wide, he's got a little thumb like a little knob, isn't it? It's like it's truncated, because it starts off normal. It looks like he's had his big toes put on his hands.
Does he have to drink a pint with two hands?
Yeah, yeah. And he's dropping stuff all the time.
Can I just go back to the rule of thumb thing, though? The idea, what date was this? I'm not asking Carl, I'm looking at Ricky, because you're not going to have any idea, Carl. It's just going to be the past.
Yeah.
But I like the idea that...
I think it's the same sort of day where, I don't know, you got hung for being homosexual and you could shoot a Welshman.
I just love the idea that there's blokes beating their wives with shovels, logs of wood, and someone's gone, hang on a minute, everyone,
hold on,
which is
wait
crazy.
A minute. Let's have a look at your thumbs.
Wait a minute. We've got to have some kind of rule here. I'm all for beating your wife, but let's have some kind of rule. Let's give them a sporting chance.
Yeah.
Sure.
Surely.
He goes, well, I'll tell you what about you can hit her with the width of your thumb? And the wife goes, make it the width of his knob. I go, no.
He slaps her again.
Yeah. Width of your thumb. All right. Better? Yeah.
Oh, it's dear. Like you, the two of you are just, you are like children. You're infants. Your mentality is ludicrous. And you're embarrassing us in front of our special guests.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it. Now, of course, last week
we've had
a number of letters, Rick. I'm just reading them now. Last week, loved your interview with Chris Martin from Coldplay. Yeah. Genius. Another one here. Great insight into the man who wrote Yellow and Clocks.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Steve Merchant's interview with Chris Martin was amazing. He showed his own TV show. The letters we've received, Rick.
So
this week we're very lucky to have with us Russian pop act Tattoo. Round of applause for them.
Hello.
Lovely to have them here. Tattoo, now then, of course, there's been much controversy that your kind of lesbian shtick is just something to try and whip up some press attention.
We are proper lesbians. We love Fanny more than cock.
Okay, brilliant. And Tattoo, lovely to have you. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Now then, you've got some live gigs, I understand, planned.
Yeah. Duh.
Okay. I can't help but notice that you sound, dare I say it, Tata, you don't sound so much Russian as German.
No, we cannot do the accent properly from...
Okay. And, Tato, it's a joy to have you. Thanks for coming down. Your lesbians would, for instance, either myself or Carl be able to convert you from lesbian ways?
We like the muff so much that the knob is no good for us.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Tato.
Yeah, thanks, Tato. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Yeah.
Next week, share.
Brilliant. So if you've got any guests, special guests you love us to interview, then let us know. richard.gervais@xfm.co.uk. And we'll try and get there.
Oh, dear, play a metal car.
Rockbusters answers next.
I was going to say, well, do you want to do that?
No, let's do it next. After the record.
I was
going
to say something.
Yeah! What were you going to say?
About gays and that.
What?
In a bit.
What were you going
to
say?
Well, we'll look forward to that.
Martina Topley Bird, Need One on XFM 104.9. Right, there goes the girls from Tattoo. See you later. Well
thanks,
done.
Thanks, girls.
Cheers.
Right, a couple of listeners
Carl, there. What were you saying before we cut you off?
Yeah, it's just that, you had the girls in and that, and it reminded me, I was talking to Steve in a week.
Yeah.
I think it's, when people were talking about going out of string fellas and that.
Yeah.
I was talking about seeing naked people.
Ah, no, yes, I asked him, I said, when he used to watch, say, he accidentally flipped onto BBC Two and some ballet was on, would his eye ever been drawn to maybe the gentleman's lower regions rather than the ladies?
The gentleman's package?
Yeah, would your eyes ever be accidentally drawn to that and you couldn't resist it? And you said yes.
Yeah, because, right,
Oh, dear.
Well, go on, I mean, fair enough.
No, all right.
I'm always looking at the beautiful ladies, but fair enough.
Yeah.
No, go on.
But, right...
Have you ever looked at Wayne Sleep's testicles?
I went out...
Have you ever looked at Wayne Sleep's penis and testicles?
I went out on a night out, right? And it was some, it got to some point in the night where two women and two fellas got on stage.
Right.
Right? Started stripping off.
Yes.
Yeah. Just right? What, members of the audience?
No, I think they were, like, part of the act, right?
Right.
And,
what was it, panto?
The fellas were had like their undies on, and the girls just had their knickers on.
Yeah,
right.
Sounds pretty erotic at the moment. Go on.
And at the same time, they all whipped their pants off.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. It was Bucks Fizz, wasn't it? The adult show.
Now I said to Steve, at that point,
sorry, I wasn't there. He said it's to me later.
Yeah.
I said, well, you have a quick glance at the fellas, and then the annoying thing was. You sort of, I thought, right, now I'll have a look at the women, and it was too late, they put the knickers on.
How long were you looking at the fellas?
Not that long, but
why were you looking at them first?
That's human nature, isn't it?
Why?
I don't know, but I'm sure you would have done the same thing. You just sort of think, well, how are they shaping up?
So it's a comparative test. So what was the who had the biggest knob? Which one of the blokes had the biggest knob?
No, it's like, you know, normal. But,
This is a whole new side of you.
This is a whole other area.
So you look at ballet dancers, you look at the gentlemen's.
No, I don't. Package. I just was, when he said this, it reminded me of this night when I was walking home thinking, oh.
Oh.
Didn't get a look. Because I was messing
around. Where was this? What event was this where people are stripping off?
Carl, I tell you what, you are the most interesting man I've ever met. Once, right, I was talking about this in the week, actually. We had this teacher, and he must have been sort of 60 then, right? And we're all about sort of like 12. We had to do French. You had to put your thing on the booth, and it was I told you something. Le chat est sur le mur and all that, right? And
repetit,
cats on the wall, right? Mm. You'd repeat it in French, and of course, everyone was going F. See, just for fun. And he heard this, and he listened back to all of them, and he realised they're good, and he went mental. He went, I don't believe this! Do you know how much these cost? He was going mad, and he was going red and bursting, like Carl was earlier, and he was like, I can't stand this anymore! And he picked up an exercise book, he said, look at this exercise book! Look! And, I won't say the kid's name. He went, so-and-so, look! Oh, look! He's put... And, I'll change his name, Smithers. He went, oh, look, he's put Smithers in his shit. Oh, he's got Clever on his side. He's put Smithers in the lump of shit. That's good. Right? And he went berserk. He went, oh, look, he's drawn a picture of a penis with wings. And he's written underneath, Dicky Bird. He went, is that clever? He went, do you want me to put a piece of paper up so you can come and write swear words and draw ladies' genitals all day? And I went, like that laugh. He went, I'm glad you think it's funny. Mr. Gervais! And he stormed out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And did he ever come back?
No, but we put the bit of paper up for him and said, look what we've done, you sir. That's a fanny. Yeah. There's some knobs.
Yeah. Was it biology?
No, it was French.
Oh, French, of course.
Can I ask, why the hell did you go to Hastings? It's so arbitrary.
What do you mean?
Why go to Hastings?
You lost him on arbitrary. Why did you choose that above all other places within...
It's amazing, isn't it? You look at his face when you say a word that, you know, he doesn't understand, and it just goes dead. It's like when your computer freezes.
Yeah, it is like that, yeah. Is there an equivalent to Control-Alt-Delete when Carl just doesn't understand, so I have to press, knob, bollock, finger up arse? It takes him out of his sort of stupor, doesn't it?
Now, that's three things to press, but you've only got two hands, so...
Wow. Yeah, I know. God, what would I do? I'd have the thumb of my right hand, pop that up his arse. I'd have probably my index finger of my left hand on his knob. How would I press his testicles? What would I use? I'd have to use some other part.
Shall we try it?
Yeah, let's go around there.
Let's head out.
Look, come on.
What?
Sit down.
Get
down. Get down.
I've already had a little,
What happened, Carl?
He loves it. I'm just gonna give you a little kiss. I'm
just for the webcam.
Right, hurry up then.
All right, on the lips.
No, not on
the... Oh, come on.
Oh, God.
I love it because he hates it so much.
You won't get that radio on.
There's a lot of people just coming up behind there, though. Graham Norton. He's just approaching from behind.
Oh, that's the sort of stuff. It's sort of like we've done satire, we've done innuendo. I mean, he's the king of the double entendre. Well, he's the king of the single entendre, but we can double it up if you want.
If anyone...
104.9, this is the sort of things we're available. Go on. I'm loving this. This is going to be good. I'm loving what's coming next. What?
If any of the producers of Carry On London are listening and they need some new talent to write some smutty innuendo, I think we're your men.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Carl, you better press the knob, right, to start the record. Spunk.
Spunk. What would you do about single sex marriages? Same sex marriages?
See, this has got Cameron. I thought Cameron had blown it on Big Brother because they said, you know, what do you think about gay fellas getting married? And he went, oh, no, in the Bible it says, you know, a man and a woman, and I thought, oh, he's put off a lot of... Yeah. I don't think many Christians tune into Big Brother, but we know the gays love it. Yeah. They love Big Brother, don't they, the gays?
Yeah, so interesting. But what would your take be on that, same-sex marriages?
And then what, having a kid?
Well, just let's start off with, you know...
that's all right, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Just let them get on with it, if it's not affecting anyone else.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Right? But it starts getting tricky...
Right.
...when you get a kid.
Okay.
Go on, why?
Well, it's just tricky, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you could be right. I'm not giving any... I mean, you know, we're not... There's no right or wrong
answer.
It's all
right. If you were in, like... If you lived in the jungle, right, with no one else, right, and you just had these two fellas, right, looking after you, but because you got no one else looking in on that, saying, oh, you're a bit weird, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? But as soon as you come
why have they got married? Do you think the gay people turned to a bloke because they couldn't get a woman? If there's two fellas go away and they're in the jungle, they go, we're definitely not going to find a woman here. We might as well bum. That's not how homosexuality starts. People don't.
It
does make you wonder. Gays don't go, well, I'll tell you what, I haven't seen a woman I fancy yet. I'll try a bit of knob.
No. But what I'm saying is, right, if you're brought up in like a little jungle, right?
Yeah. How are you brought up?
Someone just puts you there.
I don't know what this is.
I can't be bothered running the country.
Like, I'm too much trouble for you.
KP takes care of me.
All right, fair enough. What I'm saying is, right, if you're brought up in a jungle.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
What do you mean brought up?
Just let him finish.
What does he mean
you understand
brought up, though?
Like Tarzan.
You've got to tell me what you mean by brought up. Wolves, chimps. What?
Right, well, there's a good example of what I'm saying to you.
Right.
Right, what I'm saying is, there's a fella, right, he's brought up in a jungle.
Shut up, just let him finish.
Let him finish!
There's no women about, he doesn't know about women, he doesn't understand what women are.
Right.
Right? But another fella walks in the scene.
Yeah.
And he gets pally with him.
What does he talk about?
Then they've both got needs.
This scenario is ridiculous. How has he lived? Or do you know what's his reference points?
I can't be bothered with this. Honestly, Saturday should be, you know, day off and that, not worrying me about problems.
Oh, God!
KP takes care of me.
Oh, dear.